Good evening, my friends, and welcome. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, welcome to all of you, however you might be listening. We're pleased that you're here. Of course, if you're looking to listen online or access the archives or any number of things, you can go to the officially sanctioned website of the network. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of wonderful information there and some very important things, of course, that you can do to help us out and continue to support this network and this show. We certainly appreciate all of you, even just for listening. I think that's a phenomenal thing in and of itself at this time of night. We're glad you're here, and let me, of course, give out our website in which you can find information on all of our guests, past and present, and lots of great news and things collected by Webmaster James. That's www.franklyspeakingradio.com, and we certainly appreciate him. I have been lax in getting him the information on various guests, and as a result of that, that has not been updated through any effort of my own. So we certainly appreciate him and all of his hard work to make that happen. It's just very sketchy internet access for me as of late. I don't know why. I don't have the eBay toolbars we talked about the other night. So I don't know what it is. It's just one of those things. But it's important, my friends, that we appreciate what we have and that we utilize what we have when we have it. For example, this ability to put on the show, this ability to communicate with each other. And these are things that inevitably will be lost probably at some point. If things get as bad as they could, as bad as the powers that be would like them to be, then we will lose things like this show. We will lose things like radio in general. And the only communication you will hear is that which is officially sanctioned by the powers that be. And as a result of that, it's just going to be mind control nonsense. And I think we all realize that, and I think we all appreciate this, but there are many, many people out there, countless slumbering Americans who have no concept of sort of what is going on now or what could happen in the future. And I think it is our duty, honestly, as people who love freedom in all aspects, freedom of the mind, of the body, and certainly of the soul, it is our job. Okay, to defend these things, to utilize these things, and to take advantage of the opportunities we have while we have them to spread the truth. And that's what we try to do here on the show. Folks, you're more than welcome to weigh in with myself here tonight, with each other, or with our guest who will be joining with us in just a minute. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And I think that's pretty much all the required information, but you know, we've discussed a great many things on this program, and I remember the first time I had heard some of the more shocking things. And these are the equivalent of Rex 84, that program, which we discussed last week on the program. Some of you are probably wondering what the heck I'm talking about. You'll find out. Rex 84, we discussed that. We also discussed the executive orders that have been put into place in order to deal with an emergency situation of some sort. Now, anything can constitute an emergency situation, so this is important that we understand these things. They could just basically manufacture this out of thin air with no terrorist attack and no evidence to support it whatsoever, but people would lose a lot of things. Most importantly, of course, their freedom. Anyway, when I first heard about some of this stuff, I thought, gosh, this can't be true. And that was years ago when I was relatively asleep myself. But the more I looked into it, the more frightened I became. Frightened not in the fact that you know, this was true and it was scary, although it is, and it can be if you're a person without faith. But the thing that scared me is that I'd never heard it before. That, to me, was the most frightening aspect of it. I'm not scared anymore. And if you're hearing this for the first time, don't be scared of it. Be angry about it, angry to a point, not just mindless rage, but just to a certain extent, angry that this has been kept from you and that you've somehow avoided encountering this before. We're going to talk about red lists, blue lists, concentration camps, FEMA, and we're going to do all this with our special guest tonight. Joining us after the break in 3 minutes, Mr. Al Cuppett. Stay with us.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Frankly Speaking Radio, I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled you're with us and thrilled and blessed to have our guest with us here tonight. I haven't spoken with him in an interview in a couple of years, and it's certainly going to be a great opportunity to touch base and compare some notes. But for the most part, again, my friends, this is for the people out there who have never heard some of these things. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is a U.S. Army in Action officer, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired with over 30 years of experience in the U.S. military, and we certainly appreciate his insight and his courage in coming forward with some incredible information. Al Cuppett, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Let me salute the fantail of the good ship, Frankly Speaking, and come aboard.
Well, you're most welcome here, my friend. I really appreciate you making time for us tonight.
Okay, thank you.
If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your background to start off with.
First of all, Frank, I'm a born-again fanatical Christian believer.
Amen.
Been that way since 1969. I was born and raised in an old-fashioned full gospel church from 1939, okay?
Mm.
I spent 31 years in about, right now it's in 39 countries, 14 years overseas, learned to speak five languages. The Lord blessed me. And I did a lot of research after I retired in 1990, and all of a sudden I discovered, uh-oh, we've got a real problem. I also had 19 years joint service. That means with Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and I've had 6 overseas tours. I'm a natural talker, and I learned the languages, and I go digging, and I was a command and control communications inspector in with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as an action officer and exercise evaluator in the field. And with that background, I started digging when I saw what Bush, Clinton, and Bush were doing to the country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I'd first heard some of these things about FEMA camps and red lists and blue lists and all of this stuff, and I was shocked by all of it. And upon doing some investigation, I came across various stories with an insider who had revealed a great deal of information, shocking information, and that insider was named Mr. C in these news stories. Now, that was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was me. That's what he's called me in the Pentagon, and I was reluctant to come out until I went on a tour with the Prophecy Club. Mm-hmm. And Stan Johnson said, "Man, you can't call yourself Mr. C. That's not going to get it." But okay, fine, we'll use my name. But then the Lord promised me about four or five times he gave me immunity from these turkeys. And I thought, well, you know, I might as well go for broke because if they want to come get me, they might as well have a reason. So I'm giving them a reason, and I'll give them a reason tonight, too.
Well, I look forward to that. And it's interesting, too. I think it's a perfect situation. I mean, I really firmly believe that you're protected, and I think we're all blessed that you're so courageous in doing this and talking about all these things so frequently with us. But at the same time, it's interesting because in order for if they were to try to shut you down in some capacity, they would simply be validating this.
That's right. That's exactly right. And when we say they, folks, we're not talking about the hard. We're not talking about the complete entire federal government.
Right.
We're talking about a very select few who are running the show, and we're talking about New World Order foreign operatives in this country who are operating now. Mm-hmm. An example is that bridge that went down out in San Francisco. That was a job where they took that bridge down because gasoline will not bring down a bridge. You burn gasoline every day in your car. It doesn't melt the engine. Therefore, if what they said was true, every time you fired your motor up, it would melt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got the figures on it, and the gasoline melts at burns at 560 Celsius, and steel melts at 1,100. So there's no way gasoline can bring down anything metal.
Wow. Well, I know that there was a lot of talk almost instantly as soon as that happened. Even in some of the mainstream media outlets, they were making the comparison to September 11th.
Well, that was the purpose, Frank. Mm-hmm. That was the exact purpose, to perpetuate the lie that kerosene brought down the towers. And again, kerosene burns not as hot as gasoline. I looked it up, and I was an apprentice welder. It takes an oxyacetylene torch to melt steel, and it wasn't brought down that way. I was at the Truth Conference the 24th and 25th of June last year in L.A., and we saw six people, two PhDs, and it didn't come down the way they told us. And, I've got the whole story. We put the story in a book, so, you know, but that's just one of the terrible things that's going on in our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, you mentioned about the foreign operatives and the bridge. What was the purpose of that? To find out, I guess.
Okay, there's probably fivefold. Okay. One, they wanted to perpetuate the lie of 9-1-1, that kerosene burned steel and brought down two buildings. All right. The second one was their operatives were practicing their craft. All right, because they also did the same thing about 2 or 3 years ago at Sallisaw, Oklahoma, on Interstate 40 when that bridge collapsed on the river.
Yes.
That was a done deal. That was cut by explosives. They blamed the barge. They always blamed somebody else. Mm. Thirdly, they discomforted a whole bunch of people in California and the country. They also transferred the wealth. Somebody's wealth was also transferred from somebody to somebody else. When they can transfer the wealth, when they can take your wealth away from you in any way they can, whatever method they can take, they can reduce your ability to resist these people, resist them, okay?
Okay.
So that's probably four reasons. There's one more, and I slipped my mind, although I did write a paper on it, and I have it available. I wrote a paper up on it. By the way, back in 95, there was an exercise in Atlanta, a FORSCOM exercise, and it's called a readiness exercise, and it was a FTX, field training exercise. And during the exercise, there was a lunch break, and this lieutenant from the National Guard noticed three of these foreign guys in uniform eating a lunch in a mess hall in the lunchroom. He says, "Hey, what you guys doing in this exercise?" And they said, "Well," he says, we're simulating blowing up the Beltway bridges so the people can't escape. And if you wanted to see if you missed that day, a Georgia boy doing a slow burn, the urge to kill, you missed it that day. To actually blow up the bridges, yeah. Mm.
Now, that's I've actually heard that from other people as well. And, you know, it's interesting to see things confirmed over and over again, even in just, you know, cursory examinations. But I've heard that as well in other places, that quite simply, it's all about controlling and containing access.
Right.
And that would be even tiny bridges, even small town bridges.
Well, they took out the dikes, and 17th Street Canal was taken out. I can prove that's circumstantial and evidence people heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's amazing.
Right.
Now the idea here is to keep people completely contained wherever they are until they're, I guess, probably categorized, cataloged, and shipped somewhere else.
Right. The other part of it was, it's order of chaos. Out of chaos, they will bring a new world order, and they are creating the chaos, and they must blame someone else. And so they always do. 90% of the operation, now let's, for example, you or I could go out and kill somebody, you know. That's 10% of the operation. But 90% of the operation is to blame and frame somebody else. They must blame and frame somebody else and get it in the press, mm-hmm. and to keep the truth from the people. So 90% of the operation is blaming and framing, and 10% is actually doing the operation.
Mm. Well, looking at all the things that are going on, and this is just over the last few years, I guess. In 2003, the CDC put out their SARS preparedness plan, which talked about quarantining people in these little facilities. The facilities would be protected by armed guards. The people would be tracked and tagged electronically. And it also talked about interstate and intrastate checkpoints, which, you know, obviously would be moderately of a concern. But this is exactly what you're talking about. There's a commonality here. Well, then the most recent tuberculosis case, the guy basically smuggled him across the border from Canada into New York and checked himself into a hospital. Well, now the CDC is demanding that, since this guy, even though apparently he doesn't even show any symptoms himself, but apparently because he didn't listen to their recommended ban on travel,
right. He
just did it anyway, they're saying that they should be able to eliminate the voluntary quarantine and just have the authority to detain people as they see fit. Now, that ties in with that as well. Then when you factor in the Real ID Act, which talks about, of course, the national ID cards, and the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security being able to nullify any and all laws at checkpoints, most people assume that's the border. Well, this would be all over the country. We're talking about every single possible conceivable foundation stone being laid to create this dictatorship in America.
Well, my buddy had a vision back in March this year. Now, this fellow's never been wrong. He's had many, many visions. And this one you're talking about, he exactly had it. And here it was. He said, there's a deadly disease coming. People will be quarantined. The federal, state, and local, even military personnel involved in executing what will be de facto a martial law. The disease is not naturally occurring, meaning it is man-made and will be purposely spread within the United States. And I put in here, no out UN troops will be employed as in part of the Homeland Security quarantine operation. People will be carted off so they'll be safe, and also so they won't expose others. This quarantine will be the cover for the roundup of targeted lists of civilians. However, the Lord will keep his true saints from the plague. However, they, as the untouched ones, will then be blamed as having taken prophylactic measures to keep from being infected. Thus, they must be the culprits who devised the plague. Now, that's what the Lord showed him in March of 2007.
Wow.
And it'll be a cover. It said, again, the scenario will be a cover for a red list roundup. Mm-hmm. The logic rationale at the front door will be to be rounded up targets. At the front door of the to be rounded up targets will be, well, you've been exposed, so you must be quarantined. And my insert, you'll never be heard from again. So that's the issue we just not talked about, and I just happened to have written this up on a piece of paper on 1 March 2007.
Wow. Al, we're up to a break here, my
friend,
if I can ask you to hang on.
Sure.
So we'll be back in only 3 minutes with certainly somebody that I just really just enjoy every conversation I have with. Al Cuppett is with us, and you can go to his website there, infolords.com, or alcuppett.blogspot.com is another place, and fantastic information. We'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Friends, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our special guest this evening is Al Cuppett. Al, welcome back. And when we left off, we were talking about these lists and the roundups and the various things going on. If it's not too boring for you, take us back to when you first learned about this and describe exactly what it was that you'd first stumbled across and sort of take us down the road of your research.
Well, as far as the red and blue list, the Nazis had a red and blue list, red, blue, and green list back in on the 30th day of June of 1934, the Night of the Long Knives, when the SS had gone out, and there'd been a propaganda war which pitted the army against the brown shirts, who were a bunch of thugs who had taken over and had Lugers on their hip. The army had the keys to the armories, of course, the colonels and the generals. And on the night of June 30th, 1934, the SS went out at night, at midnight, and rounded up both parties. They shot the generals on sight. They rounded up the SS, including Ernest Röhm, and threw him in jail. The SA, which is Sturmabteilung, stormtroopers, and then they took over the government. I saw this in a book called Hitler's SS, The Story of the Death's Head, written by Heinz Hoene in 1966. And I noticed we had these, back in those days, the roads were being marked with red and blue signs. That's because the operatives in country did not know where they were operating back that early in 1995 and 1996. So they had the roads marked with Warsaw Pact military route, convoy route markers. Mm-hmm. And so, but now these people have been here. These people have been here now for years, and they know where the places are better than we do. And we'll talk about the cops at I-81 truck stop and what happened out in Omaha before we're off here, I hope. Mm-hmm. And so on this red and blue list, I read the book, and I saw they had a red and blue list. And sure enough, next thing you know, an FBI agent was told by a CIA agent, there are some good guys, a lot of good guys in the group. He said, well, I found your name on a list. And the FBI agent looked at it, and he took it to my buddy Steve, and he said, Steve, look here, I got my name on a list. And it was Region 3 Blue List. And it was indexed by name and Social Security number only. Mm. And Steve looked at it and saw his son's name. He saw his buddy Jim's name and Richard's name. And, of course, then we find out they got this list. And, of course, Steve Quayle, there was a computer programmer who was contracted out to FEMA. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he discovered 6.2 million names on a red and blue list back in 1996.
Wow.
So we have the existence of the list. When I went to Beech Grove in 94, I noticed that on the boxcar building out there, on the day I went there, it was the 6th of August of 1994. It was open house day they had just to show people that, gee, this place isn't so bad. After all, you know, just an Amtrak repair facility. Mm-hmm. There was a four-car building you could put boxcars in, and on the side was a red-blue zone sign on the side of the fence. And Linda Thompson covered this in her video, America's Under Siege, back in early 94. Mm-hmm. So we discovered there was a red and blue list, and then there was a red and blue zone sign. I took a picture of it myself at Indianapolis at the Beech Grove Amtrak facility. It's obviously the place has now been somewhat desanitized from, you know, desanitized. Mm-hmm. They've sanitized it, I should say, desanitized it because of the publicity it got. But I went through that place with a guard. His name was, his initials are J.D., and he had a black uniform in his locker, and he was an Amtrak guard. He said, they've given us black uniforms. I said, uh-oh, that's bad news also. Mm-hmm. And anyhow, that's the story of the red and blue list. And since that time, who knows how many has been put on it since 1996 when there were 6.2 million Americans on it back then.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, what's the difference between red and blue?
Okay, red list is picked up before unobtrusive preparations for martial law are initiated. Mm-hmm. Blue list is picked up once martial law has been initiated or called for. And now we found out that I had heard that there was also a green and a yellow list. Mm. Yellow and green list, and sure enough, my buddy Bob, he just sits in the mountains and prays a lot, and he come up and said, whoops, he says, there is two more colors. He said that the Lord showed him there were two more colors, and I said, well, that's what I read about 6 months ago, that they had upped this. The green list being, the yellow list being those who will, hopefully they can turn, okay, mm-hmm. and re-educate, and the green list will be those who will be doing the killing and the executions as the capos did in the camps in Germany during World War II.
Wow.
Great.
That's amazing. Well, obviously, you know, back in the early to mid-90s or even before that, I mean, we did not have the surveillance society that we have now, Al. I mean, there was a lot of speculation back in the 80s and certainly even further back of where we could go as a society. Well, the threat of terrorism has turned us into a bunch of sniveling cowards who are happy to relinquish freedoms in the promise of security. Well, here we have the no-fly list with the immigration debate. They're talking about a database by which you will have to be entered into in order to work legally. And of course, just to establish the database, everybody's going to have to be a part of it if you want to continue to be employed. So this is a big thing that's coming down. The idea of a national ID card and certainly Social Security numbers and biometric data and passports, all of these things are integrating us into the system. And probably making it a lot easier for them to even make these lists, Al. We're up to another break. If I can get you to hang on here, you can respond, of course, when we come back. Folks, bear with us only 3 minutes, and then we're back with Al Cuppett. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Frankly Speaking Radio, and of course this hour being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area. Of course, the peace, calm, and beauty of Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas, and Branson, Missouri is nearby, and lots of fun activities. And the weather's just been phenomenal here in northwest Arkansas, and I assume in northeast Arkansas as well. So this is the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year, my friends. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. We certainly appreciate them, and we ask you, of course, to support our sponsors and advertisers, the people who make this show possible. And I'd like to bring back our guest, Al Cuppett. Welcome back, sir.
All right, Frank. One note.
Yes.
The InfoLords website, that's put together by a friend of mine who helped me produce, who paid to have me produce several videos. That thing hasn't been updated, and really the best way to get information from me is just to write me. I find it works a lot better. Box 111, Wolftown, Virginia, 22748.
Okay, wonderful. We'll give that out again, of course.
Right.
Well, when we left off, I was mentioning to you that the back when these lists began, or when the whole concept of all these things were going on, nobody, there were some capacity to do that, but there's still a great hope that people can escape under the radar. But now, gosh, in this day and age, Al, with everything being computerized and databases for everything,
There's going to be no real escape, yeah, except for those who are divinely protected. I want to tell you now.
Really?
I'll give an example of what happened in fall of 2005. A friend of mine came in from South Africa and got to Atlanta, and they had a polarized screen that the individual couldn't see. And the person was saying, all of a sudden, he was looking at the information. He says, "Why didn't you tell me you were a pastor?" "Well, you didn't ask me." "Why didn't you tell me you were Jewish?" "You didn't ask me." And then they said, "You got to come to this little secondary interrogation place." So they took the individual back into this section there, into another room, okay? And there was three desks, and there were some people being interviewed also. And they were really checking her out. And finally, a Mexican fellow who was a Hispanic who was part of, "Oh, she's okay, let her go." She noticed off on the side, there was another steel door where you went through, a steel door. And as she went out, she says, a soldier in gray uniform escorted me out. I said, "Wait a minute, we don't have soldiers in gray uniforms in this country." So then we find, right after that they had quarantine cells at the airports. They come out and told us, "We have bird flu quarantine cells." Well, actually, a quarantine cell for bird flu is a cell, period. And so this actually happened at Atlanta, and we know that they were in the airports because they come out and admitted in the airports to have quarantine sections in the airport. So it just followed through to form what we've been learning.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, it's getting scary, my friend, and a lot of people don't understand all these things. Now, when you're looking at the camps and whatnot, and I had mentioned this to you over the phone, you know, this new immigration bill talks about the military bases that have been closed and the ones that will be closed in the near future to be turned into detention facilities. Now, those aside, unless you know, in particular anything about that, let's talk about the camps that already exist, the ones that have been researched. And these are FEMA-controlled camps, I presume, and that would be the likes of which we saw after Katrina, I guess.
Well, yes, that's right. There were a couple of them I know of, one in Oklahoma, one in Utah, where people went to. One was a Baptist camp, and they took over the whole camp.
Yeah,
and the state trooper on the gate says, "Well, there are FEMA folks back there, and we can't intervene because these FEMA folks, FEMA guys have federal ID cards, and the local authorities won't touch them, won't bother them because they think they're doing us good, and they obviously are not doing us good. But they have federal ID cards, and they have diplomatic immunity on some of their cars, as we discovered in Denver. So these camps do exist. Back in '94 and '95, I was driving around to finding these brand new federal prisons that were built called FCI, Federal Correction Institute. They were all over the place. I mean, many, many of them were built. I know that there was 142 by legislation that we know about, plus every military base they closed down, they've got a stockade on it. And these bases exist, and these camps exist. And the infrastructure is here right now, folks. They have enough infrastructure right now with foreign troops and cops and tanks and planes and surveillance. They have a complete hidden infrastructure operating, surveillance infrastructure operating, and they could put this thing into play at any minute. The only thing that stops them, one, is Almighty God is still in control, and the citizens still have their weapons. And they won't pull this stuff off as long as they know citizens have their weapons, unless they have absolute surprise.
Yeah.
So right now there's been a lot of things happen that we know about. The smoky vans that were operating, they were operating. As soon as the word gets out on them, they back down. I have proven this. They back down because they're afraid of the weapons that the United States populace has.
Wow. You know, when you're talking about all that, you would look at the situation and say, "Well, a gun grab has to
yes,
take place."
And that's right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The thing that intrigued me most, and I'm sure you noticed this as well in 2005 in Katrina. Watching, the fact that they had basically taken, countless refugees and put them in these FEMA trailer parks that they completely controlled. You mentioned about the camps as well. Those are far, far, far worse and incredibly frightening. And I've seen and heard from a lot of people who had written about it and certainly some photographs and things like that that had gone out. But it seems to me that like your friend's vision, a health crisis or a natural disaster would be the most likely scenario by which they could get people to part from their guns, because we are in a society also, Al, that has become reliant upon the federal government and certainly the state and local governments as well for anything. So at this point, yeah, if they tell people, look, you know, come with us or die or, you know, go here or starve, people will go.
Well, on the video I did one in 2005 and two in 2006, and I showed on there what they had in one of the, what we've discovered, and I've got the drawings from an engineer who did the work. The U.S. post offices right now are being equipped with criminal investigative offices, mm-hmm. and in the floor of that office, there's a trap door, and he showed his, Al, that there, that's a trap door to drop you into this interstitial space below it. Interstitial means hidden between two walls. They have a cell underneath that second floor office, and the one I show on the video is Lake Forest, Illinois. And the big post offices are being made with criminal investigative offices, and they are actually building an infrastructure. They are manufacturing whatever they build over the here, there, and everywhere. They're building an infrastructure. And it seems innocuous, except what are you doing with a criminal investigative office in the post office? Well, everybody ends up at the post office sooner or later, right?
Yeah.
And you just might go up there one day and say, oh, just a moment, I have a few questions for you. Come upstairs to our little office. And, of course, they know you aren't armed if you go to the post office, because that's forbidden. That's a defenseless zone. And I don't push big on arms. I'm just telling you what's the reality.
Yeah.
When you go to the post office, there you go.
Yeah,
you go upstairs and you disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you've traveled around, with a gun most of the, almost all the time, you might leave it in the car if you go to the post office.
You will, that's right, you will.
Yeah, you're not going to anticipate any problems.
That's right, and I had the picture, I put it on the video. I put on that video, let me think, I put it on IM. No, I didn't put it on IM versus New World Order, but I mentioned some of the things. But on Twin Brothers Church, I placed that picture on, and all these seminars I've done for the past year or two now, I've put that picture of the criminal investigative office, and I got that picture from an engineer who details some of the facilities for the contractors from the architectural drawings.
Mm. Wow. Well, the other thing that I'd first heard, and I think all these things inevitably lead back to your efforts, was about the railway systems. I mean, obviously, one of the most intriguing aspects of a military base, which I grew up on as a military brat, I'm pretty familiar with the security, and I know that they're fairly secure places.
Mm-hmm.
All of these military bases all have railway access, and some of them are even located on, port access, rivers,
right,
and things like that. We'd heard about the infamous white boxcars, which, from what I understand, are the ones that would be, honestly, shipping people.
Right. I saw, by the way, mm-hmm. these exist, and I saw some of these from the air going into Charlotte on the north, on a northerly path to make the final approach. Was we were heading south, and I looked out the window, and I saw a little compound out there with a rail line running to it, and I saw six little spur lines inside this fence. And here were sitting five sticks of those white boxcars. I saw them as we approached the Charlotte airport from the air. Unfortunately, I didn't have my camera. You had to have it right then, you know.
Yeah.
And I saw these things. I said, uh-oh, look at that. And they had trees planted around the perimeter of this fence, and you could not see into it. And there was a railroad line going in, and I could go down there right now. Right now, I could take a map and go down there. So I'm a pilot. I could find that place on the ground without a problem. I could find it. But also, we had a shootout with Gunderson Steel, and Brent Gunderson is a vice president out there, and several of us were writing letters, and he said, well, this is what he did, and we call this weasel wording, okay, in the Pentagon, or what we call wordsmithing, right?
Yes.
And he said, okay, he says, this really would take 10 years to produce this 102,000 boxcar contract. Well, nobody said that the contract was complete, right?
That's true.
Then he said, well, this thing would reach completed. Nobody said it was ever completed. But he never honestly answered in the emails whether or not they were making these cars. And then he said, well, I'll give $1,000 to anybody who can find a Gunderson Steel trademark on one of those boxcars. Well, of course you're not going to find it on there. They're not going to put those trademarks on those boxcars. The contract most likely called for no trademarks. Nobody's going to put their fingerprints on something like that. But I've got a picture. Many of you have seen that three-level boxcar on the Internet. There's two different models of it, and I've got copies of both of them. And I've talked to folks who have actually seen the shackles inside. Well, maybe they haul Honda cars on those. Well, if you can put people in them and you can lock the cars, that's all you need, regardless of what they haul on them. But that's the cover. See, Honda bought evidently some of these boxcars, and, well, if you see one, that's just Honda, you know.
Yeah,
sure. Well, that's how they work everything. They always have a cover for everything they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, I went through Fort Meade a couple years ago at Fort Meade up in Maryland. I went through the gate there coming off Route 175, and I went through the gate and they had a rent-a-cop. They had American rent-a-cop. Now, I speak five languages, folks, and I can spot these turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy on the front was an American rent-a-cop, okay? May have been Federal Protective Service that was there. But I got about 50 yards inside the gate, and here off to the side was a little shack, a building, and on the porch of that building, or on the front of that building, stood a guy with a black mask, balaclava, whatever you call it, and he had a submachine gun, and he was black uniform, and he was there at Fort Meade, and I saw him, and he had no identification on him. So, and we don't want to get without talking about the I-81 truck stop, what happened down at the I-81 truck stop here in Virginia, also what happened in Omaha.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that. But before we get to the foreign troops, let's talk about guillotines.
Well, I was speaking in Odessa, Texas, for the Prophecy Club way back in 98. And the MC called me over and said, you see the lady there with the two kids? And I said, yeah. Well, she wants me to tell you this so her kids won't hear it. And she said her brother works out in Oakland, and they were unloading it. These containers, and one of them slipped and hit the ground, and the front door sprung open, and they saw the guillotines inside 4 foot high, 4 or 5 foot high inside with ratchet handles on them to crank the blade up. And all those things were destined for FEMA, and we then found a picture of a Costco container with a guillotine logo on it. I put that on the video, Twin Brothers Church, Victory over Ichabod and the New World Order. I showed that picture of the Costco containers, and these are coming into Canada and the United States, and they're destined for FEMA bases. They've got FEMA-based stickers on them, or bills of lading where they're going. And that's where we are right there on that.
Wow. So these camps themselves, would they be similar to the, and some of these are the internment facilities that were used in America for the Japanese Americans.
Yeah, that's right. The one down at Camp Butner, North Carolina, back in 94 and 5, I went down there, and that is a massive federal facility built back in the woods behind Camp Butner. Now, that's when Camp Butner was located on the map with a yellow box. Now, you look at the maps, and that box is gone, and it says just Butner, North Carolina. And so you won't be able to find it like when I saw this yellow little square. I said, hey, an old military World War II prison camp. Went down there, and I asked the sheriff, I said, what's going on out there with these facilities? He said, I don't know. We ship all our excess prisoners to Rhode Island. I said, what about them two big facilities out there? He says, I don't know. Those are probably empty. And of course, it was the Henrico Regional Jail East and Henrico Regional Jail West in Richmond. The regional jail west is on Parham Road, but regional jail east is located 80 miles away in New Kent County. It's in New Kent County and is manned by Henrico deputies, a couple of them out there, and it was empty. And they didn't want me to take any pictures, but I don't listen to that, so I took some. But the one I saw was empty. It was being guarded by a couple of trustees. And of course, I showed the 4,100-bed facility in Los Angeles. It was built some years back that is empty, and nobody wants to pay for it. FEMA built the thing, and the city can't pay for it, and the state doesn't have any funds. So they've got these things built, folks. This infrastructure is built. Believe me, they've built infrastructures in numerous ways. They have built these infrastructures. They have to have them for operation as soon as they switch over. Mm-hmm. And they use all kinds of subterfuge and all types of names and covers. But someone someplace is keeping a massive, massive directory of all the facilities and who's operating them and where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other thing that I think is interesting is that we could see these things being implemented, in all honesty, through an economic collapse. And that's
right. That's
very
right.
Possible, too. Because obviously for military bases, that you already have the infrastructure on the base for housing and for, you know, feeding people, you know, the commissaries and the different sort of, facilities, I guess, big enough for massive gatherings. So, you know, it could be a situation where they just say, hey, look, here's how this will work. We're going to have a credit system, you know, cashless society. We're going to allow you to live on these bases, and you go ahead and work, and you'll get rations, and you'll be allowed to live in these facilities. So I guess when we come back here in 3 minutes, my friend, what I'd like you to do is speculate on the purpose of these camps. Would they be sort of benign work camps or malevolent death camps or somewhere in the middle? Folks, please stay with us. More from our special guest, Al Cuppett, when we return in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Good evening and welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Keep in mind our phone number. You may have questions for our special guest this evening. And that number is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Welcome back to you, sir, Al Cuppet.
Frank, how much time do we have? Do we terminate at the hour or we keep going?
No, we'll keep going if you want to stay with us.
I got lots of stuff.
Okay. Well, then we'll keep going. We'll do
another By the way, I went to this. Folks, this is more advanced than any of you out there are going to believe, most of you. I went to this Truth Conference back in 2006 last year in L.A. with Alex Jones. There were 1,200 people there that spent $75 apiece to go. I wasn't a featured speaker, but I got a hold of the microphone, okay, from the floor mic, and I addressed a few issues. But we watched for 20 hours out there. It was 10 hours a day for 2 days at the Sheraton Hotel downtown Los Angeles. And Stephen Jones was there from Brigham Young University. He proved that through the laws of physics that if that government, those buildings came down as the government has told us, we broke six of the laws of physics. I saw Rick Siegel there with his video. We had Willie Rodriguez there. There was some other, another PhD and some other folks. And three times during the 20-hour session from the floor, three different people asked, Alex, okay, you have proved that the planes that hit the towers were not the commercial jets, which I believe was Flight 11 and 175. He said, you have proved that those planes did not hit the building. Where are the people and where are the planes? And Jones says, I don't know. Well, I know where they are. I know what happened, and I know where the people are and what their fate was. But Jones didn't know. That's because he doesn't know as much as we know, Frank. Mm-hmm. And I asked somebody, I said, well, what did the Germans do with the people they wanted to get rid of? Well, they gassed them. I said, and what did they do with the bodies? Well, they burned them.
Yep.
I said, you got your answer. There it is. I've got a video out there that's available. It's kind of tough to get it, but it's called New World Order Gas and Crematoriums. An engineer who built the one at Mist, Oregon, details the exact plans and how he did it, where it's located, the one at Goat Mountain also, and we know for sure there's probably one at Mount Franklin, Texas, and I'm pretty sure the one on the Kanawha River just to north of Charleston, West Virginia, it's called Nothing. It's a big concrete building with smokestacks on it. I asked the guy, I said, does that thing have a railroad line to it? Oh, yeah, the railroad line runs right by it. It's on the river. I said, uh-oh, there we go.
Wow.
So this thing is already going along, folks. It's far in advance to what most of you would believe. So that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. So this is not, again, a work camp to help people get back on their feet or to, you know, get some cheap labor. This is just outright elimination of people hostile to the New World Order.
That's right. And my buddy Bob had a vision back in March, and that vision was 17 pages long from beginning to end, starting off with what's going to happen between the economic crash and the martial law and the roundup of people and the butchering of Christians and Jews. And he saw this thing, and I'm telling you, folks, it is horrendous. It is absolutely beyond most people's belief. But then again, I've been saying all along, this is the Fourth Reich, and their methods are much more advanced and much more technological than the Third Reich. We and Frank and I mentioned the surveillance itself is much, much greater. I mean, you cannot really hide from these folks. They can watch you from satellites. They can watch you from video cameras. They can watch you any number of ways.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. Let me ask you to hang on, my friend. Folks, we have
sure.
to pause here for about 90 seconds for legal, we call it a station identification. But we'll be back with hour number two. Our special guest, Al Cuppet, will be hanging on with us. And again, folks, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Hour number two on the way.